Hey friends, Doug Addison here. I have a special update today. It's December 15th, 2020. And, you know, there's a stir going on right now and maybe even a negative spin out in the spiritual atmosphere around the internet. And I just want to address the issue of what went wrong with the elections and the prophets prophesying. Many prophets have been prophesying a different outcome than what we saw. So I want to address this head on because many of you might have been hearing that some prophets and leaders have been saying that President Trump would be reelected, and it hasn't happened. Of course, some are still saying it might happen, but I just want to just look at this because people are asking me what went wrong with the prophets, and also can I trust the prophetic movement right now? And the answer to that, of course, yes, you can trust. We just need to look at this. I want to address this and bring some understanding and peace to your heart if you're struggling or if you know someone who is. First of all, if you were hurt in any way by any prophetic words that have been released that didn't come to pass, either by me or anybody, I want to apologize on behalf of the prophetic movement. I didn't personally release any prophetic words on who was going to be the next president, but I have talked a few occasions on how to pray, I was just leaving the outcome to the Lord. We are in a difficult time right now. It's understanding this whole situation takes some doing. I want to unpack this for a minute, in that we're in a global pandemic. Things are happening right now that's bringing confusion, the COVID-19, the president, the violence that's being released right now. I want to share in just a few minutes an encounter I had today with the Lord. He spoke to me about the global storm. I think you're going to want to hear this because it's going to help bring some insight to the intensity of the attack we've been under. First of all, let's take a look at our battle. Many people are angry with the prophets. I've had some reach out to me even. Most people are gracious, but I just want to say it's been a difficult time to hear the Lord clearly. And let's be honest, the pandemic caught us all off guard. Everybody got caught off guard. Maybe a few prophets, a few leaders heard the Lord, and the Lord always leaves a witness. And people want to blame the prophets right now, but it's best to recognize the enemy. Ephesians 6:12 says, "We struggle not with flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, and powers of darkness, against the spiritual forces in the heavenly realms." If you want to be angry at anybody right now, it's best to be angry at Satan and the hordes of darkness, the powers and principalities, not at the people who have had good intentions. And I know many of these prophets who's released these words, I know them personally, they're all good people. And they have had good intentions. I remember the late prophet Kim Clement, who's now in heaven, prophesied that Trump would be president. I believe it was back in 2007, one of them I saw, and said that Trump's second term, he would get filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, listen, that's actually still possible. It is possible that after Joe Biden goes through, it's possible that he comes back. I'm not sure, but there are some things here that you have to look at. And first of all, many people pick up on the Lord's intentions or his heart. The Lord spoke to me that he is actually credited as righteousness to many of the prophets and leaders for standing up for the truth and putting their reputations on the line in the midst of this. Even though it might not have come about, the Lord releases his heart to us. He does nothing without first speaking to the prophets and without speaking prophetically. He does things. I want to also mention that inaccuracy is not a sign of a false prophet. If you look at the prophet Agabus in Acts, you'll see that he didn't get exactly the details. Everything didn't happen exactly, he said, about Paul's arrest and different things like that. So inaccuracy is not a sign of a false prophet. 1 Corinthians 13:9 says, "For we know in part and we prophesy in part, But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. You know, I had a difficult time trying to discern the final verdict on the elections, and I was hearing the same things that many of the prophets were releasing publicly. And I believe we were hearing God's heart. We were hearing his desire, not a false word at all, but it spurred us on to battle and pray, and our prayers actually have indeed changed the outcome. Maybe not the elections, but our prayers always will not return void. The prayer of a righteous man or woman will not return void. And so everything that we've been praying right now, we were spurred on to pray that the enemy has come against us on a global storm. That's what the Lord showed me today. You got to hear this. This is what God spoke. 2020 is the storm of Satan against the seven mountains. This is bigger than you might realize. Satan has released a full war against the seven mountains of media, government, education, the economy, family, religion, arts, and entertainment. You've heard about that? The seven mountains is what we're trying to impact. Friends, we have been taking a beating. The pandemic caught the entire world off guard, not just the prophets, but it's also flipped us upside down and affected our economy, our churches, the seven mountains, government, our children, education here in Hollywood. The arts and entertainment world is suffering greatly. Many workers are out of work and homeless now. So if you want to be angry, let's take a look and see, you know, who to get angry at. Let's take a look at the words, you know. First of all, there's some things that people have been upset about, like words about President Trump, maybe the words about the pandemic that didn't come about. Our worries shouldn't be about these things. Did you know that over 1.6 million people have died since the pandemic started? 1.6 million globally. The church has stopped meeting. Our kids are out of school. There are people out of jobs. So, you know, if you want to blame the prophets for trying to, you know, raise up what we thought was right, I think we need to look at the enemy here. The war of Satan is trying to stop the coming revival. Here's the Lord's response in the midst of it. I released a prophetic word for the month of December. DougAnison.com. Look at it. Look at my prophetic word called the Turning Point is Here. And this is what I'm prophesying right now. The Lord gave me this word about the shaking and the storm. Every time I would ask God about the elections, about anything going on, he would speak these things to me, that he was about to do something, and that the Haggai 2, 7, and 8 shaking, he says this, I will shake all the nations, and what was desired by all the nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty, and the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The Lord is using this great shaking that we're seeing right now to bring about the words of Haggai, and the pandemic, and the strange events that are happening right now, they are not of God, but he is using them. And he's using this time to cleanse us and prepare us. It's been a year of preparation. There's greater glory that's coming right now. Haggai 2:9, the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, declares the Lord. And in this place, I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. So where desire is to see revival, salvation's coming to the world, the greater glory that God's presence, which includes financial blessings to be able to help us through this time. You know, you can catch a wave of peace that's going through right now, or you can step into the swirl of division. I would say rise above this, friends. Step into the wave of peace. The spirit of division is here trying to divide us. A mesmerizing spirit, a demonic attack is getting everybody mad and untrusting of each other and blaming this and blaming that, blaming the president, blaming all the different things. But the attack really is to break our unity because we're two agree together. It will be done. So God is trying to get us now to come into agreement to pray And the enemy's trying to get us to be divided. In Ephesians 4:3, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit, to keep the bond of peace. The root of what Satan is doing right now, it's the attack of hatred, fear against each other. It's really to bring about this thing, to take away your peace, to shift the spiritual atmosphere instead of releasing perfect love, to get us angry at each other, blaming leaders, blaming the prophets, blaming this person. I tell you, friends, it's now time to step up and hear the word of the Lord. Haggai 1:5, every time I would ask God about the elections, the Lord said this. He says, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days you wouldn't believe even if I told you. He has not forgotten us. Listen to me right now. We're not going to hell in a handbasket. This is not the beginning of the end. The economy is not going to crash. These are from the father of the lies. The Lord says this. He prophesied over and over. I keep hearing this every time I go in to pray. Haggai 1:5. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days you wouldn't believe if I told you. So we need to step up right now. God is moving. He's going to bring a greater level of peace. Greater is the one in you than the one is in the world. No weapon formed against you will prosper. It's time to stand up. And I think many of the prophets were doing the best, laying our reputations on the line, doing our best to raise up prayer. Many of us didn't understand the outcome. And again, maybe it's the next term. We don't know. That it might be the next term, so it wouldn't be a false word. These are not false words. This was the heart of the Lord to get us to pray. And the Lord is using this time to prepare us for a long-needed revival. And just as the pandemic has hit us globally, I believe this move of God's going to be global. And just as the enemy unleashed a storm against the seven mountains, the Lord says, I'm going to move in the seven mountains, and you're going to see revival and repayment. So, here's how to respond. First of all, be encouraged. Praise God that we're still here. You know, praise God that we're having medical breakthroughs right now. We're about to have a breakthrough again. I saw the breaker anointing coming. Again, this is part of my December 2020 prophetic word. The Micah 2:13, breaker anointing. The one who breaks open the way will go before them. He will break through the gate and go out. The Lord is coming now to break through the gates and things that have been held holding us back. The Lord is opening the way right now for a new move in this season. And we're entering into the season of breakthrough. And we need to break through and not break down. But again, it won't look like the old. God keeps telling me it won't look like the old. We might not go back to where we were, but we will go up, I'm telling you. So the key is do not dwell on the past. Isaiah 43:18. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? So we need to look at things for the new opportunities instead of focusing on the attacks against us. Instead of being divided, instead of grumbling and complaining, the Lord is releasing a new way to operate. And we need to flow and to get to it and flow with the Lord, flow with this new thing. It's important to be flexible, stay in faith, and stay at peace. We are in a season of provision because the storehouses on earth have been drained. The Lord is now releasing the storehouses from heaven. And just because a certain president is not in place doesn't mean it's going to stop that. The Lord is going to move. It's not a president that moves. We don't get our supply from a president, even though that we bless the president. We get our supply from the Lord. So hear the word of the Lord here. Deuteronomy 11:11. You see an 11:11 on the clock? Well, but the land, you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of, is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks from the rain from heaven. We are entering into a season of phenomenal breakthroughs. We're going to see people be more open to hearing from God. Watch for the strategies for financial blessings to come from heaven. Watch for the storehouses on earth that have been depleted. Watch for them now to get, we'll get strategies. And don't get me wrong what I said about the president. I'm just saying for people who are believing that, that God won't bless us based on who's in charge. God's in charge. He's our head. He's the king. Now, here's our keys to overcome. You know, Satan has been unleashing the storm after storm to take away your peace. So you need to operate in staying at peace. Operate outside of fear and move in faith. Move the fear into faith. Try not to divide, be divided amongst each other. You know, be divided against each other. Here's a key Bible verse. It's what the Lord told me in the beginning of December. He said, it's Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. And I'm reading it in the Passion Translations. Ephesians 4, 31. Lay aside bitter words, temper tantrums, revenge, profanity, and insults, but instead be kind and affectionate to one another. Has God graciously forgiven you, then graciously forgive one another from the depths of God's love. Now, listen, I released that in the beginning of December. And this is the word of the Lord for people. Has God not graciously forgiven you? Then graciously forgive the prophets. Then graciously forgive those that you don't understand. And do not fall into the temper tantrums, the revenge. Do not fall into the bitter words right now. We need to rise above the talk. Rise above the negative swirl. We need to, it's trying to take us out, really. And God is calling us to check our attitudes at the door and come into agreement with the spirit above and not the spirit of this age. Wow. Lord, we pray right now. We ask for the healing of the land. We ask that we get your heart. We don't understand this time. We don't understand why we thought things would go one way. But we trust you, Lord. We ask for peace in the storm. We ask, Lord, that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear. We ask for peace in the midst of everything went out. We actually bind right now the storm against the seven mountains. And we say to you, peace be still. And we bind this attack against division. And Lord, we ask that you would release your greater glory now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.